Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And tonight, I have the obnoxiously fine and equally intelligent entrepreneur and upcoming star of the reality show Who Loves Honey, Miss Quintina Strange in the house. And if you want to holler at us, feel free to give us a call. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. And, of course, as I said before, I have the obnoxiously fine and beautiful Miss Quintina Strange. How you doing, Mel?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm real good now. So, you know, I just, when in reading about you and doing my job, my research, going through your ample amount of pictures, I don't know how you haven't been caught yet. And so, leading into that, what made you want to do the reality show as far as dating wise? Who Loves Honey?
Well, it stemmed from, you know, sometimes after you go through relationship after relationship and they just don't work, and then, you know, you go through a healing process and you get to learn about who you are as an individual, what you want, what you don't want, and what you stand for. And then you're also not afraid to take chances. You know, so I just said, why not? You know, it wasn't, a lot of people say it was because, I want to be like, you know, Who Loves New York, or, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with it. And everything that I do is for my own personal goal, my own personal everything. I don't do something because somebody else did it or I want to be famous or whatever. I'm famous already. My name is Quintina Strange. You can't tell me one person walking around with the name Quintina Strange. So that in itself is famous. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I just said, you know, what do I have to lose?
Well, I know in looking at you, there's a huge difference between you and Who Loves New York. One, you actually have a real body.
yeah, flaws and all, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, me and I'm sure there's a few other people out there listening who would say that you don't have that many flaws, but hey, people are their own worst critics.
Yeah, you know, I can see the room for improvement here, you know, and there, but I don't think I would ever do a tuck. Maybe if it was a little bit too much hanging, but nothing, I wouldn't add anything to my body, you know. That I wouldn't do. I try my best to keep it natural, and I mean, it's obvious I don't need to add anything to the top area. That would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, you'd be hunched over forever.
Yeah, that's like redundant titties. That's too much.
No.
Like, girl, you got some redundant titties. What happened? You know, and I get a lot of questions of, you know.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you?
Well, that people have to ask the question, I think that's funny within itself. That's how you would have a conversation with someone by asking, hey, is your body part real?
I mean, you can tell. You know, you can tell the difference between real cleavage and silicone cleavage. You know what I mean? And I'm not knocking either one. I was just blessed,
yeah.
You know, where I didn't have to do that. Because if I didn't have nothing up here, trust and believe, I would be adding some addition. You know, but I don't need to do that. So I'm grateful. I actually feel like I need to take away just a little bit, you know, and that's for health reasons. But
right. Now, I know, and we get back to your reality show, you want to take the chance, but what are you looking for in a man? I know your catch slogan was, I'm not looking for my type, I'm looking for Mr. Right. So what is Mr. Right in your eyes?
Mr. Right, first for me, is someone who's going to accept me and love me for my past, my present, and my future. You know, Mr. Right is going to be down for me like 4 flat tires. You know, Mr. Right is not going to be afraid to pray with me. He's going to be everything. He's going to be my best friend, my lover, you know, eventually my husband. He's going to be a good role model to my children. I have 2 children. I have a son and a daughter. That's what I'm looking for, you know, someone who can communicate well. If he doesn't like something, something's not sitting well with him, he's going to express himself like a grown man should, not bottling it up inside and letting it, you know, sometimes we tend to hold stuff and then 5 days later, you know, you still got attitude. No, I don't want that. You know, I'm very outspoken. I put my stuff all out there on the table. We're going to talk about this, and then we're going to go on.
Now, I mean, and then that lead into the next question, you know, that you're doing the reality show. Most folk, and I think maybe some of your contestants would, I don't know if they would necessarily be about you or more about, can I make myself famous? I mean, how do you distinguish between the two?
Well, I mean, I don't know, because if someone's into you, they're into you. I'll be able to distinguish if they're into me or if they're into what they're into. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. You can always tell when a person's into you, and there's certain things that people say. I've learned to also follow my first mind the hard way. You know, I bumped my head a bunch of times. And, you know, now it's about paying attention, listening to things. And that's the thing that we don't do in life, is we don't listen. People will tell you what their intentions are from the beginning.
True.
It's about if we're going to listen. You know, are we paying attention to what they're saying? It's like, you know, well, I thought this. Well, no, I told you from day one. And then you have to think like, dang, he did say that, or she did say that. I just wasn't listening. I wanted what I wanted. You know, I want what I want, but not at the expense of my love, because I love hard. If I love you, I love you. If I don't like you, I don't like you. There is no in between. It's just black or white, you know. And so because I've learned that about myself, I pay attention more.
Okay. All right. So for potential listeners, is it still open to get involved in your show, to be a potential Mr. Strange?
Yes, it is. I've actually, out of over 5,000 men, there's only about 200 that I could say that's, you know, potential. I look at everything. I mean, if you come into me like this one guy was like, I want to get to know you. And I don't know if you may have saw that on my Twitter or my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And he spelled no, N-O. And I'm like, really? You want to get to know me? No, you can't get to know me, but you can get to know me. But since you spell no in O, I don't even want you to get to know me.
Yeah, that's funny. I see that a lot. I think as one of those things, the dumbing down of people on the internet, I find it quite amusing sometimes. You can tell folks are pretending and like they're intelligent.
Yeah, and then you can tell a typo from, okay, you know, you just... I'm not going to go there, but, you know, you can tell.
You can go there. You can
tell the difference between a typo and, you know, Negro, you just ignorant. Not ignorant, but just ignorant, and you can tell. And those are the signs that I'm talking about. You can tell how a person talks. I mean, and it's not just clowning, you know. I mean, he may be dyslexic, or he may have something. I don't know, but that's not for me. I want somebody who can talk to me on an intellectual level as I would talk to them. And if you're telling me you want to get to know me, you want a K-N-O-W.
Are you going to spell it out for him?
Yeah, but you spelling it N-O, then my answer is no.
So now, as far as the screening process, I mean, is this something where you have individuals and they come to a specific studio where you can check them out, or is this internet, or is it both video? How does that process go?
Well, initially, they go to the official Who Loves Honey website, and they will put their information in and just answer the questions that are there. And then they have to upload a video that's about 3 minutes long explaining, you know, why they're Mr. Right. And then from there, you know, I go through and I pick, and, you know, I'll get the advice of a few girlfriends, family, and,
That's kind of funny, because you said you had over 5,000. I'm thinking, wow, you made them do 3 whole minutes? That's a...
But I already knew, like, I'm not going to look at your video if after I get through reading through what you've already submitted, you know, I'm not feeling it. Or I'm looking at you and I'm just like, nah, you know, pictures tell a lot. You know, just like when you look at somebody's marriage photos and they get a divorce, if you go back and you look at their photos from day one when they got married, somebody is looking crazy. Like, they really didn't want to do it. They're looking to the side somewhere. They're looking cross-sided. They're looking scared. Something. Pictures tell everything from a person. So, you know, you submit me a few pictures. I've had the gift of discernment since I was a little girl. And I've now used it wide and learned how to use it wisely. And like I said, I look at the pictures. I look at the information they submit. And if I feel like they're interesting, I will sit there and listen to 3 minutes of a video, because this is someone, you know, I'm looking for Mr. Right here. So if I'm looking for Mr. Right, I'm going to take the time to look at this potential, you know, man that I could be bringing into my life. I'm going to listen to his 3 minutes if he's a potential. You know what I mean?
All right. So now you say you're down to 200. What's your ideal number? I mean, or do you have an ideal number of contestants that you plan on bringing to the physical show, or is there something you're going to make these guys do to set them apart from the pack?
You know, it's crazy that everybody's saying I'm crazy, but I would like to, out of the ones that I'm going to pick, I may not pick like 200, it may be like, you know, 150, but just go on a simple date with them. You know, have them agree to just go on a simple date, and we go out and see how it goes, you know. I know everybody is not going to make the cut, you know, to actually be on the show, and, you know, and we go forward with it. But everybody's like, that's too many men. And I'm like, no, it's not. Well, not for what I want, you know what I mean? And I'm a go-getter. I go and get what I want. I don't take no for an answer. So if I have to go out on a speed date with each and every one of these guys, And I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes,
well,
if it takes 60 days, I'll do it.
A speed date is not fair. I mean, you know, there are some people who, of course, can just jump right in, but, you know, some other folks may take them some time to let the layers come off. So,
well, they better make the layers come off. And I'm not shy. I am 33, getting ready to be 34 in November. I do not have time to be shy. You know, so I'm not shy.
Okay.
So they cannot. That's one thing. I pray to God Mr. Wright isn't shy, because that's when.
Well, I'm not saying it isn't necessarily about shy. I don't think that you can do anybody justice in a speed date where it's like, okay, you got a certain amount of time. I see it.
The speed date is just like, okay, it could be like, you know, 15, 20 minutes for me to know if you're going to be on the show, you know what I'm saying?
True.
I think that's a long enough time. I'm not saying to say, oh, no, you're not, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, picking and eliminating and stuff. This is just to see, like, do I really want to get to know you more?
Well, no, I understand that. I mean, because you're saying when you physically meet somebody, you can tell whether or not there's some energy or not. You know,
exactly.
Energy going there. So,
and that's pretty much what I'm looking for. Energy. Is there any kind of physical attraction, you know, in the very beginning? You know, can we have a conversation? You know, I mean, if we're just sitting there and you ain't really got too much to say, and it's just like, oh, well, you know those dry conversations you have? Oh, well, how was your day? Oh, it was cool. Oh, well.
How was your day? Cool.
how your mama doing? When you get to saying, how your mama doing?
That's
you know, it's time to end the conversation.
I feel you there. Now, okay, so you're looking at you have your show, and we're looking at about 100. I mean, because I don't know how do you eliminate when you have so many, and I mean, because I can't see how you conceivably can like 150.
Because they say stupid stuff. Like, I'll chat with them a little bit. I'll chat with them. They'll say something stupid like, oh, my God. This just little stuff like, you know, what's good, little mama? Really? No. Or they'll say, this one guy asked me, did I breastfeed grown-ass men? And I was like, yeah, I breastfeed grown-ass men. Doesn't every woman breastfeed grown-ass men? You know, like, men suck titties, so in a sense, yeah, you're breastfeeding, just ain't no milk coming out of it. Well, why would you come at me like that? You know what I mean? Like, just stupid stuff.
Yeah,
there's
a way of talking to people. I think it's a lost art now. You know, people. I mean, you talk about not shy. I think they go from, well, I'm not shy, to I'm just stupid. and the stupid stuff.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, and get past the, oh, damn, she got some big-ass titties. Get past that, please, because this is not the first set of big-ass titties that you've ever seen in your life. I mean, seriously, it's not. You've seen them on a porno. You've seen them walking down the street. Your auntie probably got some big titties. I know you're not looking at your auntie like that. I would hope not, but I'm just saying, like, this is not, my titties are not the, you know, biggest titties that you, or maybe it has, but they're titties, so get over it. But that shouldn't be your first approach to talk to me, you know, is my titties.
Right.
You know, and some might say, well, cover them up. How the hell you going to cover these things up? You can't cover something like this up.
Well, I think automatically you should eliminate any man who would say you should cover them up.
Thank you.
I would personally come up to the studio and drag him out. Me and the homies like, what's wrong with you, dog? Now, I'm reading about your other business ventures. I know you got your two social networks, CocoBella.com and CocoBuzz.com. And those are cool. But you know, I had an affinity more towards your CocoPleasureChest.com for some strange reason. You know, I thought it was interesting. And the fact that you have a high threshold love for sex, I thought that was a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder as far as entrepreneur goes, do you think that people will take you seriously? Because we know that not just in this country, but in this world, that when women are involved in anything that has anything to do with sex or says they enjoy sexual pleasures, you're not taken seriously. So, you know.
I don't think that every person is going to take me serious. You know, you have a lot of naysayers, you got haters, everybody. You know, I just use it for fuel to keep it going. You know, that's how I've gotten as far as I've gotten, and I've overcome a lot of my adversities, you know. Sex is a beautiful thing. I just want to have sex with Mr. Right, you know what I mean? I want to have sex with the right person. There's nothing wrong with it. And I'm tired of women not being able to express how they feel when it comes to sex. You know, they can't explore their sexuality. They can't say this. They can't do that. I'm like, you know, fuck that. This is me. This is who I am. I like to have sex, but I want to have sex with Mr. Right. What's wrong with that?
I'm agreeing with you. Nothing at all. I'm a proponent of it. I've never understood the double standard. I mean, where guys would label a woman as doing something wrong when it's something that you want her to do and that you enjoy also. It kind of makes no sense to say this woman is a hoe, but you're a hoe.
I mean, yeah, thank you. I mean, it's okay and I'm tired of this standard that women can't do anything because, oh, it's a man who's supposed to do. Like, you know, it's crazy to me and who set those standards. A lot of these standards that are set, God didn't set these standards. You know what I'm saying? Women can't do this because it's a man's thing. She can't say that because it's a man says that. Who says that?
Well, I mean,
that comes
right. It's a male dominated society, and it's overly used the stereotype set on women. And I mean, I highlight you and I exalt you because you're a person who, through everything you've been through, you thrive. You're a successful entrepreneur. You out there trying to get it. You're not letting life beat you down and with the woe is me. That's why I bring up that you are incredibly obnoxiously fine but equally intelligent, because you know you are an entrepreneur. And you know you're trying to do things to better yourself, but you're also out there cutting edge. Like, hey, this is me, and I like this. I know it's taboo, but hey, to hell with y'all. This is what it is.
You know, and that's a part of my character. That's a part of me. Anybody who knows me knows that I've always lived my life on the edge. I guess that's my Scorpion trait. I'm a Scorpio, and I don't care. I don't care what no one says. You know, what they do, whatever. I'm me, period. And I'm not going to let the next person and their opinion and what they have to say deter me from getting what I want, you know. My whole life I've made, you know, turned lemons into lemonade and oranges into the best orange juice you've ever had in your damn life at the end of the day. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. You know, Coco's Pleasure Chest, I plan on having a few of those everywhere, you know. It's going to take some hard work. It's not easy. I go through so much, and I've gone through so much to get to the point to where I am now.
Well,
you know,
and I didn't want to just be stuck talking about the sexuality. I wanted to bring that up as well as your clothing line, because I wanted to see people see you for what you're trying to do. As far as you have your network, you have the clothing line, you have your adult novelty for the grown-ups in the building, and you know, I'm also very proud of, and what I really wanted to talk to you above all else, your Bully Buzz. Talk about your Bully Buzz program, where you want to stop, well, cut down on bullying. I mean.
Oh yeah, Bully Buzz. You know what? I thought about doing a bully prevention like a couple of years ago. And I was so involved in my other business and trying to keep it afloat and the economy hitting so hard that I couldn't focus. And so when I started, you know, Coco Bella, Coco Buzz, and what I could really include in it, what should I take out, you know, Bully Buzz just hit me. And I was like, okay, where is this Bully Buzz coming from? Like, Bully Buzz? So I'm like, okay. So I just write it down. And then you know, I hear my daughter, she, you know, a lot of kids getting picked on, they're fighting, you know, to me, yeah, when you grow up, we had a lot of fights in school, but now that I'm older, I don't think that way anymore. It's like, okay, communication, of course you're going to have to defend yourself, of course you're going to have a fight every now and then, but not to the point to where you're intentionally going out to try to harm another person just because they're gay, they're bisexual, they're lesbian, just because their hair is nappy, just because they may be ugly, you know what I mean? Just keep it real, they may be ugly, or they may not wear the best shoes or whatever. For whatever reason, you're whatever hang-up you have with this person, that's none of your business, you know what I mean? Okay, so you don't like them, okay? You don't have to mess with them. You don't have to deal with them. Just keep it moving. But to intentionally pick on another person is unfair to me. You know, there's a lot of kids with low self-esteem issues because of that. You know, words do hurt. You know, that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me is untrue. Because words do hurt, you know. And a lot of kids are not equipped to fight back. They don't know how to defend themselves, or they're scared to defend themselves because they're not fighters, you know. You so many times, and then they don't tell their parents. You know, you hear that, if I find out you got your ass whooped, when you get home, I'm going to whoop your ass and make you go out there and fight them and eat it. You know.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, we grew up in, and a lot of kids are not like that. They're scared, and they don't want to look like punks. They don't want to look like snitches. But to me, it's not snitching when you're letting someone know that your safety is in danger.
Well, I you know, I'm not for the you know, everybody talking about the don't snitch and all this other stuff. The people who are saying don't snitch are the people that are whooping your ass and that are committing all the crimes.
Yeah.
Community. It ain't the victims that saying, yeah, man, I can't be snitching because I like them ass whoopings I get.
Yeah, that, you know, snitches get stitches. You know, if there's a difference between actually snitching on somebody,
uh-huh.
But when your life is in danger, somebody's threatening to kill you, they're going to harm you, you know, you're scared to even walk home, you know, you're hiding, you wait until certain people leave school so you can walk home in peace, like, dude, that's not cool.
Right.
That is not cool, and I don't like it. I have a zero tolerance for that. one of my daughter's friends were walking home from the park with her six-year-old sister, and some other kids rolled up, and they were talking to her. She said something back, and they just got out the car and just beat her down in front of her little sister. Six-year-old sister, defenseless. You know, they're on a main street. What if her sister got so scared that she ran into the street and got hit by a car? Anything, you know what I mean? That I think like that, because things like that do happen. We hear about tragedies every day, and if I can help step in, you know, and help in that situation, I'm going to do everything possible. And it's not just about, oh, you know, if they have a, if they're being bullied, or if they're a bully and they need help, they can go to Coco Buzz, they can go to the Bully Buzz section and put in their information and then create the ticket. They can put in, you know, my name is so-and-so, I go to so-and-so school, and I'm being bullied by this person, they go to this school. We'll intervene, you know, we'll talk to the kid and say, you know what, have you talked to your parents? You know, help them talk to the parents if they're afraid, go to school administration, talk to them, get the other child involved. And it's about communication. Kids don't know how to communicate.
Right.
Especially if they're not taught how and they're raised in an environment where they don't communicate and all they do is fight. A lot of kids act out for various reasons. You know, I acted out in various reasons. I didn't act out as far as being a bully, but I was out there doing other things, you know, to...
Well, yeah, you know, to survive and get by and not be taken advantage of. The majority of the population has been in that situation. I mean, I know I have. I mean, my saving grace in high school was the fact that I could dunk a basketball in ninth grade. Other than that, I was a skinny nerd. So, I mean, it's one of those things that it is overlooked, the social wherewithal to get through. I mean, here in America, America eats its young. So the fact that you, and that's why I commend you and brought it up, because you set up a vehicle to be a part of the solution. So
yeah, and not the problem. We have the school board here, too, getting involved. We have the police department getting involved. So I'm trying to get as many people involved in this as I can to take the preventive, you know, all preventive measures, you know. Hopefully we don't have to get as far as getting to the police department, but sometimes, you know, I mean,
yeah, sometimes it has to go that way. But, you know, the important thing is that you have the preventative measure out there first. And so
yes,
is an option, and it's something that's known about, and once it gets more widespread and people are able to see it and go to it on a regular basis, it just becomes second nature. I think it can kind of prevent some of these issues that you were talking about. And that's, I think that's a beautiful thing. I think it's the most beautiful thing that you've done yet, aside from your children. I haven't seen them, but
thank
children
you
are always a beautiful thing. And,
thank you.
Yeah. Now, back to your reality show. When exactly can we expect to see it, and where can we see it?
Right now, they're talking about the end of September, first part of August. I've had, like I said, run into a few obstacles along the way, but we've gotten through them, and so we're moving forward. If it doesn't get picked up, it's going to webcast, and it can be watched on Coco Bella, and it can also be watched on Ustream. So no matter what, you're going to see Who Loves Honey, whether it's via internet or on TV.
All right. I mean, I'll be there. So, you know, I want to see what happens.
Yeah. You know, I like I said, I had a lot of haters out there, you know, naysayers. They want to, you know, what channel is it going to be on? Do you know how many reality TV shows are on the internet that are webcast? Really? You just, people live inside of a box and they only believe what they see. And if it's not on TV, then they don't believe it. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening on the internet, and the internet is taking over.
Well, the internet has taken over, and, you know, you don't necessarily need TV. I mean, we look at TV, and, I mean, they have a certain set of things that they want. And for the rest of us, I mean, if I sat around and said, okay, I'm a wait on someone to pick me up to do a radio show, I'd have never got on the air. And I'm sure if you didn't campaign, I mean, you're sitting out here, if you wait on somebody to pick up your show, even though you may be picked up, even if you don't get picked up, you can still do it, and you do huge numbers, they're going to come crawling to you anyway. So it's better to be the master of your own fate as opposed to sitting around waiting and hating, as you say.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if it don't get, I mean, tell me, at least I did it. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
At least I did it. You know, I'm not sitting there, oh, I wish, or it sure would be nice. No, if I have an idea, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do and as a matter of fact, as soon as I think about doing it, I'll be done it while I'm still thinking about what I'm doing. and the rest will follow after that, you know. And that's where I get a lot of flack from a lot of people because I'm not afraid. I just do it. How is she doing this? And how is she... You know, and yesterday it was this, and today it's this, and she ain't doing that. No, everything that I do speaks for itself. It's out there. It's available for any and everybody to see. It is there.
I mean, I generally don't watch reality shows, as you say. There's a reality show for every day of the year, but I mean, I root for individuals like yourself who do things that are more positive as opposed to people who just do it just for the sake of, I want to be famous.
No, I'm doing it because I want to do it, not because of that. I mean, if it gets picked up, it gets picked up. If I don't find Mr. Right on the show, at least he knows I exist.
True.
You know, and if he's Mr. Right, he's going to do everything that he can to get to me.
All right, well, tell the people once again. Now, for the potential listeners out there who are trying to be Mr. Right, tell them where they can go to apply.
They can go to wholoveshoney.com, and it's www.wholoveshuny.com.
All right. So... I mean, and when you go on the air, please feel free to come back and talk and let us know so that we can all tune in. I mean, I look forward to seeing it, and I'm sure there's some people out there listening who look forward to seeing it also. And if you haven't seen Miss Honey, please go to her webpage, wholoveshoney.com, and go to her photo gallery. I mean, it's worth the time just checking her out, just for the eye's sake. But that's just me. I'm sorry.
Why, thank you.
I mean, but, you know, I bring that up because you're good to, you're easy to look at, as well as you're incredibly intelligent also, and the fact that you help people, you set up mechanisms to help people, programs to benefit others, not just to benefit yourself. I mean, that to me, that was what raises your profile to me. All the other stuff you do, it's all right. I mean, it's...
All right. Well, thank you. And it's good to hear... It's good to hear that my good deeds are being noticed, opposed to, you know, past faulty ones. You know, you can do one, you know, a million good things in your lifetime, and people will be like, oh, that's cool, but you do one thing that's bad or two things that's bad, and I swear, it's like a million, you know.
Wow.
And so to hear you say that, it really makes me feel good. So thank you.
I mean, that's the thing. You know, we want to dwell on positivity. I mean, I will diss negative all day, but I look at the sum of a person. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. If I don't know anybody who hasn't made any mistakes, they ain't alive.
Exactly.
So, you know, they are not alive. So, I mean, as I say, hey, what you did in the past, mistakes, shit, we all done that. There's no one who can't say that they haven't made mistakes. And I look at it like you didn't let that stop you. So I commend you over and over again. And I look forward to you when you do come out with your show. And when you are about to come out with your show, let me know. We can have you on to announce it and put it out there and advertise it so we can get as many eyeballs on Miss Strange as possible.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I definitely look forward to speaking to you again, and I want you to know, anytime.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Hit me up.
All right.
All right. You take care, and have a good night, Mel.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye. All right. That was Miss Quintina Strange, entrepreneur, future reality star, and more importantly, good person. And on that note, we're gonna go on a break here. This is Kayla, Last Forever.
If he bites.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Kayla, Last Forever. I think that's what we all want, make the good times last forever. But, of course, that can't happen. And now that I'm done with my love fest with Miss Quintina Strange, I can go to the dumbasses of the week. No, we cannot get past that. First dumbass of the week, Glenn Beck. And as reported earlier this week, there was the whole new Spider-Man who's black and Hispanic. You know, we talked about it. Like, okay, really? He replaced the Spider-Man with the black and Hispanic. I'm like, they could have just, if you want to create a black character, just create one and then just back it and be original with it. I mean, that was my beef with it and a beef with some of my other homies. Unfortunately, Glenn Beck's beef with it, he says it is Michelle Obama's fault that Spider-Man is black. Woo! And of course, they bring the whole, it's affirmative action, blah, 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 blah. Now, of course, we don't want to give him too much press, but, I mean, that's about the dumbest. I mean, don't he know Michelle Obama? She don't draw comic books or write comic books. Last time I checked. Anyway. Dumbass. But not to be topped, since we on political intrigue. There's Albert Abrams, who is the LA City Commissioner, who was arrested and found to be possessing hundreds of pictures of child pornography. Funny thing about it is the FBI is investigating him, but he's not denying the allegation. He's blaming the pictures on a medical condition. He's saying, hey, it wasn't me. It was my split personality. I have a tumor, and the tumor is what's making me enjoy this porn or have this porn. Now, I mean, I've heard of people having tumors, whatnot, but I didn't know that tumors can make you have child pornography. I guess you learn something every day. And your tumor can cause a split personality. And he says it is that that's what his split personality decided to do. Because he's Boy Wonder USA when his tumor's acting up. And Boy Wonder USA is the one that was checking out all the children's porn. I can't even make this up. I mean, this is real stuff. It's a real person. I thought that was funny as hell. But not as funny as the Oklahoma and the Texas fans who got into a fight. Oklahoma Sooners, Texas Longhorns, and I guess they was hollering it back and forth, and from there they pull out a knife and try to hurt each other. retards in the house. I mean, I don't know how many times. If you've ever been in a sports bar or had the unfortunate experience to go to a game and you see these idiots who, their whole life is revolved around these sports teams. And so they got into the fight and end up one of them being stabbed and guys in stable condition. But no arrest has been made. I'm like, you should lock their asses up on GP for just being stupid. I don't understand the whole, one person likes one team, one person likes the other, so I got to try to kill you. I think that's about as dumb as you can get. I mean, can you get any worse than that? I mean, aside from the whole medical condition. That's kind of stupid too. But last but not least, Fox News attacking SpongeBob again. This all started with the whole Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies. I don't know if people remember that. They there was an attack on Tinky Winky. They said Tinky Winky was gay. I don't know if anybody's ever seen Teletubbies. That it's something, if you got little kids, you may know what a Teletubby is. They said it was gay. And then a few years later, they were like, oh, SpongeBob is gay. I don't know what that means. I mean, being that SpongeBob is a sponge and, he's got friends that are seafood. I guess maybe if you have a lobster as a friend, that makes you gay. Or if you're a sponge, you're gay. I don't know. But now they've come out and because the SpongeBob show did something about global warming and messing up the oceans, whatnot. They're attacking SpongeBob and going off on SpongeBob, and I'm like, we gotta draw the line here. Why y'all keep messing with SpongeBob? What SpongeBob do? I mean, and you're attacking a fictional character who can't get back at you. I mean, what kind of cowardly shit is that? You going at a sponge, homie. A sponge and a little lobster. His homie Patrick. Is that where politics is now? You can't work on the debt. You can't fix shit in the country. You are attacking a sponge. And not your Scott Wright sponge. You're attacking a sponge that don't even exist. This is a fucking cartoon. Yeah, but it is Fox News. I don't think that they're on the air because of their intelligence quotient. Collectively, I mean, you see what they're about on a daily basis is more or less just talking stupid just for the sake of argument so that you can get folks riled up. I mean, speaking of which, I'm reading this study where it talks about psychologists have studied people and the study of video games and why do video games hold so much drawing power. I mean, we know 500 million or so people, they play video games. I mean, I personally, I don't really care too much for video games. I play every now and again with my niece or nephews, whatnot, just to pass the time with them. But my life is good if I never grab the controller. I'm all right. Anyway, they were asking people, and a lot of people were saying that is beyond role playing. It's actually a desire to find our ideal selves. I'm like, I mean, I've played video games. I mean, I've been Donkey Kong in the Mario Kart. I mean, is that me being my ideal self or being Luigi? You know, I mean, is that my ideal self? And when we talk about trying to find your ideal self, we know the majority of these video games are violence incarnate, right? I mean, we see the video game with the evolution of the video game from Pac-Man, eat or be eaten, to pulling out, I mean, your Pong, you know, all your Atari stuff, Pong, tennis, whatnot, Donkey Kong. I mean, the object of the game was not to, was simple, childish. And then we evolved to the whole pull the spine out of your body. And so we're saying, is that what people are? They're desirous of being violent killers? Is that our ideal self? I mean, as a society, globally, is that where we're at? I mean, because when we talk about these video games and how many people are playing them and the games that are most popular, I mean, it's basically kill or be killed. And so it begs the question, that our ideal self? I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for everyone. I mean, I'm not an avid gamer, but I don't see how these people aren't thinking like that. Not judging anyone, but we all know the most popular games are the most violent. Yeah, and you know, as my blogger Chocolate says, Grand Theft Auto, you know, trying to, you know, steal something. I mean, it's that ideal scenario. That's what's put out there. I mean, we know obviously there are no video games that would come off non-violently for obvious reasons. I mean, it'd be, as my niece would say, boring. But, you know, I mean, I asked. People are dying. You know, reported a guy who died playing video games too much. He couldn't leave his computer. So obviously it's a real problem. And as I say, is it about finding our ideal self? I don't know, but I hope not. On that note, I want to thank Miss Quintina Strange for being a great guest that she was. And I want to thank you, the listener, for listening. Thank my bloggers for being in the chat rooms, keeping me occupied, keeping my mind right, keeping me focused. I'm gonna say, I'm Dick Hugger. This is Smooth Drama. We're out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.